This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is warning congressional critics not to play games as he pushes a key legislative priority, a massive infrastructure plan. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
At a Cleveland community college, the president noted no Republicans backed his coronavirus relief bill, but still touted its benefits to their constituents.
I'm not going to embarrass anyone, but I have here a list.
And a warning.
If you're going to try to take credit for what you've done, don't get in the way of what we still need to do.
That came as Shelley Moore Capito and Republicans boosted their previous infrastructure offer, now pitching a $928 billion package.
It's a serious effort to try to reach a bipartisan agreement.
But they want to shift virus relief dollars to help pay for it. That's a non-starter for Democrats who instead want to raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy, something the GOP is dismissing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review Wednesday amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic that emerged in China in late 2019.